Russia's blockade of Ukrainian seaports is endangering the food supply in other countries. President Biden and other leaders discuss how to respond at a summit this weekend. Here's NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez.
Speaking about rising food prices last week in Philadelphia, President Biden attacked Russian leader Vladimir Putin for weaponizing food and leveraging world hunger.
He's also prevented the grain, thousands of tons of grain that are locked up in those silos ready to be exported. But they can't get out through the Black Sea because it got blown out of the water.
Biden says he's working on a plan with European allies to build new temporary silos on the borders of Ukraine, including in Poland, where grains can be stored until they can be safely exported through the West by rail. But building these silos, while desperately needed to accommodate the summer and fall harvest seasons, is not seen as a lasting solution.
We can't just build these ports, dry ports, by itself. It will not be enough.
Elena Narova is a Kyiv-based analyst with the grain trading firm MaxiGrain. There's about 20 million tons of grain already trapped in Ukraine. And she says if the West is going to be a viable alternative to the southern ports, much larger investments are needed, especially to Ukrainian and European rails, which have different track gauges.
We need to build a railway with European-type railway to Ukrainian territory or Ukrainian-type to European territory.
The war is grinding into its fourth month, driving fears that tens of millions of people, particularly in Africa, will likely face severe hunger or even possibly famine. Ukraine and Russia account for over a quarter of the world's wheat exports. Putin has denied responsibility and worked to divide international support by blaming the food shortage on Western sanctions.
So they're aware of the political influence that they wield through this, and I'll say it seems like it's been effective.
Caitlin Welsh is a former top advisor in the Obama White House and now runs the Global Food Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She sees the silos as a positive stopgap to the problem, but says the long-term solution is reopening Ukraine's southern ports. She likens efforts to get Ukrainian grain out of the country by using the railways to U.S. drivers trying to get across America without using their cars.
So imagine in the United States, all of a sudden we couldn't use roads and we had to transport everybody by planes and rails. We could do it. It would happen, but it would be slow and it would be really costly.
Putin has said he could open a channel to allow more grain exports, but on the condition that some Western sanctions are lifted. The United States and its allies have resisted that. The Ukrainians don't like it either.
Well, from the Ukrainian side, it's a definite no.
Maria Boganos is the head of the Center for Food and Land Use Research at the Kyiv School of Economics. She says they've learned over the years, ever since the first Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2014, that any assurances from the Kremlin are worthless.
There is no trust in any kind of papers, signed documents or agreements signed with Russia. And especially there is no trust in such kind of things for the long term.
That's just one reason why, she says, as Ukraine builds its ties with the European Union, that it needs to expand its methods of trade, including via the West. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.